to the next time certain.
Item 573, proclaim June 1 through June 12 to be the 30th annual Great Blue Heron Week in Portland.
Well, we have a team of people that care about Portland's environment coming forward. Very pleased to have you here, especially Mayor Bud Clark. It's always a pleasure to welcome you back.
Heron gets more ladies every year.
So I'll read this proclamation and then turn it over to this distinguished panel. It says, whereas 30 years ago, the city of Portland established the great blue heron as its official bird and a symbol of commitment to protecting and restoring its urban watersheds for the health of people and wildlife. And whereas over the past three decades, the city achieved significant accomplishments towards this objective, including addressing the discharge of raw pollution into our waterways, establishing itself as a national leader in green infrastructure, and creating a world-class system of parks, trails, and natural areas. And whereas over the past year, the city has achieved significant milestones towards this objective, including passing a ban on new fossil fuel infrastructure along our river, developing a comprehensive plan that prioritizes reclaiming brownfields and intensifying use of existing industrial lands in order to meet industrial land needs, and establishing that the city's largest remaining unprotected natural area, West Hayden Island, is not needed to meet industrial land demand. And whereas our city still has significant challenges and opportunities ahead in order to continue to meet this objective, including ensuring that a plan is adopted to clean up and mitigate for the Portland Harbor Superfund site that will provide for the health of people and wildlife using the Willamette River, developing a second generation of cutting-edge green infrastructure programs, and ensuring that all Portlanders have access to nature within walking distance of their homes. And whereas the city repledges to double its efforts to integrate nature into the city through innovative green infrastructure, enhanced protection and restoration of fish and wildlife habitat, and cleanup of contaminants in the Willamette River, and aggressively addressing areas of the city that lack access to nature in order to make Portland the nation's most wildlife-friendly city. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 1 to June 12th to be the 30th annual Great Blue Heron Week in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this week. Let's hear it for our bird and the people that care about it. Mayor Clark, it's a pleasure to have you here, sir. All right.
It was 30 years ago.
Tell us who you are, Mike.
Dude, and 30 years ago, I was downtown attending Fish and Wildlife Managers for the Western U.S., and Mayor Bud Clark gave the welcome in address. And during his remarks, he mentioned great blue herons numerous times, how wonderful it was to see them flying across the Portland skyline. I think he referred to his duck hunting blind in Scappoose, if I'm not mistaken. And not to miss an opportunity, I followed him out of the Hilton and said, Bud, you know, you mentioned herons numerous times. There are a few cities around, I think two or three, that have an official city bird. Portland did not. Why not make it to the Great Blue Heron? He famously, of course, said, whoop, whoop. Told me to go see Ethan Seltzer in Commissioner Mike Lindbergh's office, and 2 weeks later we had a proclamation establishing the Great Blue Heron as the official city bird. It may sound a little trivial to some people listening, perhaps, but every year for 30 years we've had the opportunity to come to you and to reflect on the amazing progress that we've made, and also to challenge ourselves to ensure herons are going to share the environment with us. One of the things, I don't know if Ethan suggested or not, but I contacted William Stafford, who was then Poet Laureate for the state of Oregon, and told him what we had done and would he be willing to write a poem. He did. Every time I read it, I actually get teary-eyed. It is so right on in terms of what we need to do in the city. And Bud has offered to come along today and say a few remarks and read the poem.
Wonderful. Welcome.
I have the honor. I was recruited by, you know, Mike's constant pressure continuously going on. So
who can say no? We know.
I'm sure you know. Yeah. Anyway, this is Spirit of Place by William Stafford. And he's passed away, of course, I think in 93, but it's a spirit of place. Out of their loneliness for each other, two reeds, or maybe two shadows, lurch forward and become suddenly a life lifted from the dawn to the rain. It is a wilderness come back again, a lagoon within our city reflected in its eye. We live by faith in such presences. It is a test for us, that thin but real undulating figure that promises If you keep the faith, I will exist at the edge, where your vision joins the sunlight and the rain. Heads in the light, feet that go down into the mud, where the truth is. Whoop, whoop.
Thank you,
I wasn't into that. That's not Bill's.
A fine coda.
I've been here in a while, and I see you have as many problems as I remember. You got more problems than I ever had, so good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, bud. Thank you.
It's good to have this group here to speak for the City Bird, because it was an initiative of Mike and Mike Lindbergh, Commissioner Mike Lindbergh at the time. And, of course, Ethan Seltzer worked for Mike for years.
Good. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate you. Hey, Ethan, welcome.
Sure. Mr. Mayor, members of council, my name is Ethan Seltzer, resident of Portland. And when we started out with this 30 years ago, and I can't believe it was 30 years ago, it really was for fun, but it was serious fun. It was in recognition of the fact that a city, a great city, actually, has a lot of different things that it offers the people who are here. If you pay attention, if you're willing to kind of keep those things kicking around. And for us, the Heron was one of those things that was emblematic of a deep connection to the landscape that a lot of people in Portland hold very dear, and which could, in fact, very much be a part of the way we think about the city and the way the city operates. There's another part of this, which is kind of the notion of the Portland dream, kind of like the American dream. You know, the Portland dream is that a couple of people getting together can have an impact on making and remaking the city. And the legacy of not just a couple of people getting together to ensure that the Heron was always a part of this place is actually, I think, emblematic of that idea that in Portland, what we're striving for is a kind of a collectively created livability. And I do hope that that is always the case in many, many different forms. So thank you very much.
Bob, welcome. That slides over. Yeah, that'll be what that
works. Good morning, Mayor Hales and members of City Council. My name is Bob Salinger. I'm the Conservation Director for the Portland Audubon Society. And we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the challenges ahead, but first we wanted to acknowledge some of the accomplishments that have occurred, especially as we enter this transition phase, because there have been some very significant accomplishments during the last 4 years. I don't have time to go through all of them today, but I wanted to highlight the decision on Pembina propane and the fossil fuel resolution, the decision not to go forward with development on Hayden Island, a comprehensive plan that focuses on brownfield remediation rather than conversion of greenfields to meet industrial land needs, and also the parks levy. Those are major accomplishments. They took courage, they took guts, and they're going to leave our city greener and more sustainable for having done them. And so I wanted to express my appreciation on behalf of Audubon and UGI and everybody up here today to everybody, but especially to you, Mayor Hales, as you go into your transition phase. Looking forward, we do have challenges ahead. And I think the environment, you know, somebody once asked me, when is it going to be enough? When are we going to get to the end game? And the answer is we always can make our environment healthier and more sustainable, and we're always going to be faced with new challenges. And we have some significant ones ahead, but I look at them as opportunities. And so I just want to highlight a few of those. First and foremost, Superfund. Portland has become much more aware of the fact that we live in a city with real pollution problems, air pollution and water pollution. That's come to the forefront in the last year. We have an incredible opportunity ahead of us to, really the most significant opportunity on the river ahead of us, to create a river that's healthy for people and for wildlife. And I think too often we focus on what's the minimum we can do under the law, as opposed to what's the most we can do to achieve our goals, which are a healthy and sustainable environment. That's going to be entering its public comment phase in a week. And so we really look to the city to take a leadership role in asking, you know, how far can we go? How clean can we make this? Can we get to a point where we lift the fish advisories in Portland Harbor? Because that's going to be the most symbolic thing that we can do to ensure that the river's healthy going forward. You've shown incredible leadership on climate change. Another opportunity is right ahead in terms of floodplains. FEMA has adopted new regulations to protect floodplains. We continue to develop in our most vulnerable landscapes, and I think taking a proactive approach to how we develop our floodplains and where we develop and how we mitigate for that is another huge opportunity and challenge right in front of us that we need to get ahead of. Lastly, I'll highlight the challenge of access to nature. Herons are this incredible thing that we have in the city, the ability to see and experience wildlife. We know the human health benefits of access to nature. We also know that a lot of our city doesn't have access to nature still. Despite our green reputation, we still have these equity gaps. And we've made incredible progress over the last 4 years. Commissioner Fritz, you've done an amazing job in East Portland. I think we ought to be setting a goal of filling every equity gap for nature in the next 10 to 20 years. You know, let's set a real timeline. We know where those equity gaps are, and let's make sure that every family in the city, every person in the city, can walk to a park or a natural area. We can list out where they are, and let's knock them off one at a time and get that done and make that a real hardcore goal for our community. So thank you very much.
Thank you all. Questions or comments for this panel?
Just want to thank you for being here. And Mayor Clark, it's probably interesting for you to fast forward, see how this chamber has evolved and how the public discourse has changed and how democracy in action is still working in this body.
Democracy in action.
And Mayor, it's the other day we had Tom Potter with us, and we were reflecting on Mayor Potter's efforts to open the door of this building a little wider to let more people feel welcome. And in effect, every council builds on the accomplishments of a prior mayor and council, and we'd be remiss if we didn't thank you for your glorious service to our city, both as an elected official, but you have a little bit of the Barbara Roberts in you as well, which is we can debate whether your greatest impact in our community was whether you were in service or after service, and we're just grateful that you continue to call Portland home.
That's great. Thank you, Commissioner.
Well, it's probably time for me to tell my heron story, which I think Mike's heard. But, you know, the heron is...
The heron that got away.
The heron that got away, yeah. No, The heron is both an indicator species, you know, that shows us that our rivers and streams are healthy. So if we have healthy rivers and streams in riparian areas, we'll have a healthy heron population. But it also is this sort of magical, almost prehistoric animal that is a symbol of our city. And so 12 years ago, when Nancy and I were getting married in the Chinese garden, we were with our backs to the pond in this beautiful summer evening. It was just twilight, and facing the officiant on the steps of the pagoda there. And literally in the middle of our vows, a lot of our guests were behind us, you know, on that walkway, seated out there, and the pond in between them and us. While we were saying our vows, there was this whoa in the crowd. And that's because while we were saying our vows, a heron flew majestically across the pond. So if I ever felt blessed to be a Portlander, it was that moment. So I feel like our marriage was personally authorized by the great blue heron, and it just doesn't get any better than that. So thank you all for being here. Let's take a photo with this distinguished group and our mascot, if we may.
That's a wonderful, wonderful story about
that. That was 12 years before Bernie put a bird on it.
Exactly.
Oh, you're going to get a picture?
Yeah.